Join the Morning Glory family. Visit us online at EWTNMorningGlory.com.
And we're back. It's 15 minutes until the top of the hour. You're listening to Morning Glory on EWTN Radio. In studio with me is my producer, Alisa Murphy. And Dr. Matthew Benson is filling in for Brian Patrick today. Jack Williams is on sports. And Monsignor Charles Pope is our godly counsel. On the line, we have Carlo Broussard. Carlo gave up a promising musical career to devote himself to the full-time work of winning souls for Christ. Good morning, Carlo.
Good morning.
So I understand that what you do as a full-time apologist is you give lectures nationwide in the area of intellectual evangelization. What is that? What is intellectual evangelization?
Yeah, well, what we're doing is we're trying to get out across the country and equip folks with the tools needed to try and bridge the chasm between unbelief and the riches of our Catholic Christian faith. You know, for 2.5 years, I worked with Father Robert Spitzer in the Majus Center before coming on with Catholic Answers. And now that I've come on with Catholic Answers, I'm teaming up with Trent Horn, and we're trying to go around and give lectures on God's existence and how to respond to atheism, how to defend truth in a relativistic culture, and also, too, to show the historical evidence for Jesus Christ and the reasonableness in believing in Jesus as God, and then inviting folks also to make that act of faith to give their life to Jesus. So intellectual evangelization is evangelizing the intellect in order to satisfy those intellectual inquirers who have intellectual obstacles and to help them overcome those obstacles in order to begin considering faith in Christ. And we also give lectures on various other topics of the Catholic faith as well that have to do with the Protestant-Catholic dialogue and other cultural issues.
You must have a lot of patience, because I have to tell you, the conversation out there, I'm finding that people don't have the kind of intellectual, it's not an intellectual pursuit about Catholicism, but more one of you guys are just idiots type of thing. So God bless you for that. So I have a young daughter. I have a young daughter that's going to school, and I know that one of the things that you came on to talk about is heading back to school in today's social climate. And what advice do you give to parents to battling some of the things that children might face when they go back to school?
Yeah, well, if we're talking about, you know, younger children who are going into maybe elementary school or even high school, I think it's imperative for us as Catholic parents to educate our children about the cultural issues that we're dealing with homosexuality, with transgender issues, and to equip them according to their age level, of course, but to equip them with the tools needed to sort of navigate these waters. Like, for example, you know, I have a 12-year-old. My oldest is 12, and his name is Dominic. And, you know, I've already had to go through various conversations with him concerning pornography to inform him about his friends who may have cell phones and the dangers of his friends having those cell phones, and how at the click of a button, you know, immodest images could be coming up, and he already knows what that is, and he already knows what pornography is. I've already had to go through with him in conversation about homosexuality and what is gay mean. You know, he heard that word and that term thrown around among some of his peers at one point. And so I had to go through an explanation and equip him with a proper understanding of what's going on out there. But at the same time, sort of taking the counsel of the Catechism of the Catholic Church in paragraph 2358, when it refers to those who struggle with homosexual tendencies and same-sex attraction, talking about how it constitutes a trial for them and every sign of unjust discrimination must be avoided. And I think it's important for us as parents to instill within our children that message that, you know, everyone is created in the image and likeness of God. We must treat them equally with equal dignity and see their value, but at the same time, not affirm, you know, the disordered tendencies and the psychological disorders that some people have, and equip our children with the proper education to be able to navigate those waters and distinguish those two things, to love the people, but at the same time be able to critique those tendencies and behaviors.
Yeah, excellent. Carl, I want to also say or ask you, at the college level, it's just just really ramped up. Outright hostility and just error after error. So I guess what are your thoughts there at that level?
Yeah, I think on the college level, that's where we really have to up the ante with what we were talking about at the outset of the show, and that is intellectual evangelization. Mm-hmm. Now, obviously, many Catholic parents don't have the intellectual tools in order to directly and personally inform and educate the college student going off to college. Mm-hmm. And so that's where good resources come in, right? That's where parents need to be directed to the appropriate resources to provide their college students, their college kids with, as they're going out into the darkness and challenged mm-hmm. to be a light, both spiritually, but also intellectually as well, to be able mm-hmm. to engage the professors and the students on the intellectual level. And we have great resources here at Catholic Answers. As I mentioned before, the Majus Center has some great resources that deal with this sort of intellectual evangelization. You know, the focus missionaries are doing a tremendous mm-hmm. job on college campuses. And I think it's important that college students be able to engage in that dialogue to navigate the topics of atheism and relativism, and to navigate the topic of the homosexuality and the transgender issue, and be able to critique the logic behind these behaviors and try to lead folks to see the absurdities that the logic leads to. And that's some of the work that we're doing at Catholic Answers.
Well, God bless you, Carlo. Carlo Broussard, full-time apologist seeking to win souls for Christ. May you be as successful in that work as St. Peter Claver with the number he baptized of 300,000. Mm-hmm. God bless you, Carlo Broussard.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, guys, very much. God bless you all, and y'all have a great day. Happy Friday to you, by the way.
Thanks.